right, here's the thing. We've been talking about this whole series of stories released late last night. The Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. Using unnamed sources, as always, to point to the president and say that he withheld $400 million in aid about a week before he talked to Zelensky, the new president of Ukraine. And the accusation is the president leveraged that loan or that money, that foreign aid, to force Zelensky into investigating Hunter Biden, the son of the vice president, the man running for president, Joe Biden. Here's the problem with all of it. Joe Biden did use his office as vice president during his tenure with Barack Obama to force real action, forcing a prosecutor to be fired by the Ukrainian government. Luckily, we've got it all on tape and we've got a transcript of this one. Let's go to bite number 10, Joe Biden declaring that he would strong-arm Ukraine for results. Here it is, bite 10, go.
I'll give you one concrete example. I was, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference, said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
That prosecutor, for the record, was the prosecutor investigating Joe Biden's son, Hunter, for his activities inside Ukraine with energy companies, activities that resulted in Hunter Biden making millions and millions of dollars, Joe Biden bragging on camera there that they strong-armed Ukraine into firing a prosecutor investigating his own son. You got 6 hours to do it, or we will withhold $1 billion. And so now you've got the Democrats running around clamoring about the president withholding $400 million. And by the way, Joe Biden said, if you don't think I have the authority, call the president, Barack Obama, and ask him if I have the authority to do this. So that was also authorized by the president of the United States. One president, Barack Obama, seems to be perfectly within his right to force the termination of a prosecutor in Ukraine. That's perfectly acceptable to the Democrats based on what we're hearing and seeing here today. But if Donald Trump tells a world leader, hey, we're not going to give you that aid unless you do what we need done here. The president says he's looking into corruption, trying to figure out what's going on in Ukraine. He wanted to know if Ukraine was siding with the West, including the United States and Britain and France, or if they were going to throw their support behind Russia. A lot of question about that in Ukraine as to who they might support. So the president says that's all there is to it. He's also alluded to the idea that the transcript or the phone call would be released. We'll see if that happens. The bigger problem is this going forward. Every time you have a problem with what the president does or a deal he makes with a foreign government, do we set the precedent now that that phone call and that transcript must be released to the American people? You can't do foreign relations out in the open. It doesn't work that way. You can't have foreign policy that's completely transparent. You would never get anything done. People make deals in the back rooms and the smoke-filled bars, and that's the way the world works. And maybe they don't smoke anymore, but you understand my point. Deals are made out of the line of sight of the majority of the people. And if that is eliminated, a lot of deals that are made will never happen. Deals that are good for us oftentimes. So be careful what you wish for. All of this transparency, you can't do politics if everything's transparent. If Republicans and Democrats are forced to go out into the open all the time, nothing would ever happen. Because people would scream on this side, and people would scream, you can't do that, and everybody, too many cooks in the kitchen spoil the soup. But before the Democrats get too far down this road, you might want to take a chance to examine closely those comments by the former vice president saying that he had the authority from Barack Obama to withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees from Ukraine unless they fired a prosecutor. Unless they eliminated a member of their government, nothing was going to happen. Talk about a quid pro quo. There it is. You do this, and we'll do that, and no compromise in between. There's your quid pro quo. For the record, the money to the Ukraine that was held up by the Trump administration for a few weeks was released on the 11th of September. They have all of the money. And those comments from Joe Biden came in January of last year. Less than a couple of years ago, January 2018. Bragging about strong-arming the Ukraine government to do what he wanted, which was to stop investigating his son. That's not a quid pro quo. What is? So before you go too far down this rabbit hole, just make sure you get all of the facts. Don't listen to the hype. But be prepared. There is an impeachment hearing coming at 4 o'clock today, headed up by Nancy Pelosi. She's going to meet with the Democrat caucus. They're going to discuss impeachment. A formal impeachment inquiry could happen today. We'll be on top of it right here at the Steve Gruber Show.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to wyckoffwellness.com.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.